All right, into the 8 o'clock hour on the Pigskin Playoff Preview on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. It's streaming on the WRMJ app. We have our first playoff bracket reveal here as we're in the 8-man football playoffs. The Illinois 8-man Football Association runs that. It's not through the IHSA. That could be coming here soon, but so far still the Illinois 8-man Football Association administers the 8-man football playoffs in the state. So we'll start at the top of the bracket. There's 16 teams that qualify, and there's four rounds in the playoffs. They'll start next weekend, and then the state title game for the 8-man playoffs is always the Friday of the semifinal weekend of the 11-man. They play it at Monmouth College. West Central, the defending champions, didn't qualify for the postseason this year. So we'll start at the top of the bracket. The top seed is St. Thomas More at 9-0. They'll play 16th-seeded Bushnell Parade City, who's 4-5. The 8-9 matchup features the Ridgewood Spartans and Coach Pat Elder at the 9 seed. They're 7-2 on the road at South Fork, who's also 7-2. We'll talk with Coach Elder coming up later on our program tonight here on WRMJ. The 5-12 matchup is 5th-seeded Martinsville at 7-2, hosting 12th-seeded River Ridge, who went 5-4 in the regular season. The number 4 seed in the 8-man football playoffs, Milford Cisna Park, went 7-2. They're at home against Pawnee, who was 5-4. Polo, the 6th-seed, 7-2 on the season, hosting the 11th-seeded West Prairie group, who's 6-3. Milledgeville, the Missiles, number 3 seed, they're 8-1. Hosting 14th-seeded Orangeville, who went 5-4. Down to the final two matchups here. 7th-seeded Flanagan Cornell Woodland went 7-2. They're hosting 10th-seeded South Beloit, who is 6-3. Amboy 9-0. They're seeded 2nd. Hiawatha ranked 15th here, 4-5 mark. And quickly, we'll get to the 1A bracket momentarily. But Coach Breeden, want to get your take on 8-man football quickly here. I think it's a net positive, helping small schools kind of keep football alive in some of those schools around the state.
At first, I didn't know what to think. I didn't know what to think about it. Then after I talked to a few 8-man coaches and watched a little bit, it is a different game. And talking to Jason Kirby, of course, the West Central, and he has Jim Unruh coaching with him.
Wow. Yeah, right.
Guy that's one who knows, what, 5, 6 state championships. And I was talking to them about how they run practice and how they organize their defense and offense. Extremely interesting to talk to. And 8-man football, and you put what they're doing. And I just thought it was remarkable. Really did.
All right, though. IHSA 1A football bracket is out. We'll release it now here on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Of course, 1 through 16, north half of the state, 1 through 16, south half of the state. So these 32 teams into the postseason. The state championship will be played this year at Hancock Stadium on the campus of Illinois State University. So here we go in Class 1A. The top seed in the north half of the state is the 3-time defending state champion Lena Winslow Panthers at 9-0. They're hosting 16th-seeded Rockford Lutheran, who went 5-4. So Lena Winslow out of the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference. That conference has won every state title in 1A since 2016. So quite a run for the NUIC. Forreston, also a member of the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference. They are the 8th seed at 7-2 in the north half of the 1A bracket, hosting 9th seeded Ottawa Marquette, who also went 7-2. The N-1 Wethersfield Titans are the 4th seed in the north half of the state in 1A, 8-1 on the season. They're hosting Deer Creek Mackinac, the 13th seed, at 5-4. Morrison Mustangs had a great year in the track west at 8-1. Morrison 5, the 5th seed, I should say, in the north half of the 1A bracket, going 8-1, hosting the Fulton Steamers and Coach Pat Lower at 6-3. We'll talk with Coach Lower coming up later on the Pigskin Playoff Preview tonight, but a local rivalry renewed there with a pair of teams, a long history in the track. Now, both of those schools will be in the NUIC next year. And down to the bottom half here of the north half of the bracket, 2nd seeded Stark County at 9-0, hosting 15th seeded Princeville at 5-4. So a battle of a pair of teams from the Lincolnland Conference Small School Division there. And the final, one more game here, Newman Central Catholic, the 7th seed at 7-2, hosting 10th seeded Roval Williamsfield, who also went 7-2. The 3 seed of the North Hope Academy out of Chicago, 8-1, hosting 14th seeded St. Bede, who went 5-4. And the final game in the north half of the bracket is Aurora Christian, who is 7-2. They're seeded 6th, hosting Gibson City, Melvin City, who's the 11th seed at 6-3. to the bottom half of the 1A bracket. This is the southern portion of the state. Camp Point Central and head coach Brad Dixon at Westmore grad, of course, the top seed. They were the state runner-up a year ago, 9-0 in the regular season, hosting Red Hill, the 16 seed who went 5-4. The 8 seed in the south in 1A, Hayworth, 7-2. The Hornets hosting Hardin Calhoun, who is 6-3. Belleville Altoff Catholic, 8-1 on the season. In the 1A postseason this year, they're at home, the 4 seed in the south, hosting 13th seeded Tuscola, who is 5-4. Leroy went 8-1. They're the 5 seed in the south, hosting Villa Grove, who is the 12th seed, who went 6-3. Cesar Valier, a 9-0 mark for them. They are the 2 seed with a 9-0 record. They're at home in the first round against 15th seeded Carrollton, who is 5-4. Salt Fork, 7-2. They're the 7th seed in the south, at home against West Central out of Winchester, the 10th seed at 6-3. The 3 seed in the south, Greenfield Northwestern, 9-0 on the season, at home against Nokomis, who's seeded 14th at 5-4. And the final game in the 1A bracket is Casey Westfield at 8-1, hosting Cumberland out of Toledo at 6-3. That's the 6-11 matchup. So looking at the 1A bracket, the north, of course, Coach Bill Breeden runs through the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference once again, it looks like.
It always is. You know, you take it, Lee Wynn, I've watched him on tape, and they're just awesome. You know, it's the way they run their plays. Their linemen are unbelievable. They keep their feet. They keep going. They keep moving. They're really good. Kewanee others, Weathersfield, you know, they just have the tradition that we've been talking about. They're always a good team. And then the Morrison-Fulton matchup, that's a good match, naturally.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Here we go, Patrick. You're going to win. And then, unfortunately, I think, you know, for the other side of the conference, it seems like they always play each other in the first round.
Right.
It happens all the time. And Stark County taking on Princeville. And then, you know, the next one, Newman, and you've got Rova. And there's certainly a difference in the caliber of play there, and we'll see how that game turns out. But you always keep track of the people you know, the coaches you know, the towns you know. For example, you know, Peru St. Bede, well, we're watching what they do because we played them, you know.
Right.
So we'll watch what they do. But just on paper and from what I know, Lena Winslow is as powerful as always, from everything I've heard from folks. And Morrison is good. You guys talked about them. When they were talking on radio earlier, they did pick Fulton to be a sleeper. So I'm certainly hoping in that direction.
All right, so Camp Point Central and then Altoff Catholic look the two favorites down in the south half of the state. So let's move on. The 2A brackets have been released, so we'll find out where the Rock Ridge Rockets and the Mercer County Golden Eagles are playing. They'll be in the north half of the bracket here in 2A, starting with top-seeded Seneca, 9-0 mark on the season, number one seed at home against Dwight Gardner South Wilmington, a co-op there who went 5-4. The 8-9 matchup features the Rock Ridge Rockets. Rock Ridge will be on the road in round one at 8-1 as the 9 seed against Westville, who also went 8-1, the 8 seed. So Rock Ridge traveling to Westville in round one next weekend. Down the bracket here, the 4 seed Tri-Valley out of Downs, the state runner-up a year ago, went 9-0 this season at home against 13th seeded El Paso Gridley, who went 6-3. The 5-12 matchup features the Mercer County Golden Eagles, who are the 12th seed in the north at 6-3. They'll make a trip to Wilmington, who dropped down to 2A at 8-1. That Wilmington team ranked third in the final 3A poll of the regular season, or I should say heading into week 9. There'll be one more poll next week. Down the bracket here, the 2 seed in the north, Maroa Forsyth, goes north for the second year in a row. They're 9-0, number one ranked team in Class 2A. And the AP poll hosting Chicago Christian, who's 5-4. Moments is the 7th seed in the north in 2A at 8-1. They're at home against the 10th seeded Knoxville Blue Bullets, who are 7-2. Knoxville's lost back-to-back games to finish the regular season. Bloomington Central Catholic also in 2A and also in the north. The Saints had a great year going 9-0 this season. They're at home against Unity Payson out of Mendon. That is a 9-0, 6-3 matchup in the 3 versus 14 bracket there game. And then to the final game in the north of the 2A bracket, it is 6th-seeded Farmington, who went 8-1, hosting 7-2 Bismarck, Henning, Rossville, Alvin. So, Coach Breeden, it looked today like Mercer County was going to play Wilmington. That is the matchup. I think a tough draw for Mercer County, just kind of your initial reaction to what the Golden Eagles are going to be facing a week from either last night or tonight.
Well, obviously, they have a lot of tradition. You know, they've been state champs, and they've done well for quite a few years now. And very, very, you know what they're going to do. They're not going to be very many splits, or if any, and they're going to run the football. And you just have to stop it. It's that simple.
Coach, isn't Wilmington a blue-collar community?
Yes.
I mean, they're hard-working people, and so it carries over into their high school sports.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I think that whole conference over there is that way. Yeah.
Yep. And, of course, teams we know, like Knoxville, we're going to see what they're going to do. And then you also pay attention to Bloomington Central Catholic, only because we played them last year, and then see what Farmington does. And then, of course, Rock Ridge with Westville, just right off the top. I'm going to go out on a limb. Of course, they can't hear me that far south, so I can say it. But Rock Ridge plays a tougher schedule than they do. Now, how will that pan out? I don't know, but they do play a tougher schedule.
Wilmington 8-1 of the season. They lost in week one to Seneca 27-21, who's the top seed, as we said, in the North in 2A. Since then, 8 wins in a row, wins over Aurora Christian, Lyle, Piatone, Reed Custer, Hersher, Cole City, Mantino, and then Streeter Township last night. Wilmington enrollment of 409 is their classification enrollment, which is the biggest school in the 2A field. They've outscored their opponents this year 353-90, so that averages to just 10 points allowed per game for Wilmington defensively. So it looks like Coach Wheaton, a pretty stout defensive unit for this Wilmington Wildcats team.
Well, they're just they're so well coached, Ty. The offense they run, the defense they run. I mean, here's what we run. Here are the positions. Here are the coaching points for that position, and they teach them. You know, they teach them, and their offensive line. I've seen their drills, and I've seen what they do. And the whole thing is basically get off the football. You want to hit them on their side of the line of scrimmage, the old adage. But here's the key: keep your feet moving. And they have drills where they work on that. And they all have dummies laid down and to trip you up. And they work hard on keeping their feet.
And Wilmington, the conference champions in the Illinois Central 8 this year, going 7-0 in league play, as we said, 8-1 overall on the season. So the Rock Ridge Rockets will take on Westville on the road. Westville, out of the Vermilion Valley Conference, went 8-1 in conference play. They share the conference title with Moments. Here's Westville's season to this point, heading into the playoffs. A 2-0 start with wins over Salt Fork and Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin. Their lone loss came to Moments in week 3, 34-14. Since then, 6 wins in a row to wrap up the regular season over Ridge Farm, 49-10. They beat Oakwood, 49-28, and win over Clifton Central, 49-19. Week 7, they beat Watseka, 55-21, 47-16 over Hoopston area in week 8. And then in week 9, last night, a win over Iroquois West by a final of 52-24. Coach Glenn Cook, your reaction to the Rockets being on the road officially here at 8-1.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed, or greatly disappointed, that we've got to go on the road. But, you know, like we said earlier, the last 5 seconds of that Newman game really hurt, really comes back to haunt us. They would have been 9-0 if they could have hung on there. And it looks like they would have been, a 4 or 5 seed maybe, at least that high. So, it's a long ways to go down and play them. I'm hoping that Coach Breed knows what he's talking about, and I know he does. I hope they don't play the schedule we do. Sound like they score a lot of points, though. But the Rockets are playing at the best part of their game right now. They're playing really well right now. They're especially defensively. I hope Cullen is listening a little bit. I wish he would put a little more air underneath some of his throws. He's really rifling some passes right now. If he just back off just a little bit, give those guys a chance to catch. But I like the Rockets' chance. What I think? I think we got a chance to win a state championship. I really do.
I think defensively they've got a state championship caliber defense. Now the one, I guess, advantage you say with Rock Ridge playing on the road in round one is if they win that game, they would then get a host, the number one overall seed, likely Seneca, if Seneca takes care of business in the first round. So Rock Ridge, if they win, would play into the winner of the 1-16 matchup, which is Seneca and Dwight Gardner South Hamilton Washington, the co-op up there. Mercer County, the game they play into is Tri-Valley and El Paso Gridley, the 4-13 matchup. But when you we'll get now to the south half of the bracket in 2A. The top seed in the south half of the state in 2A is Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond, who went 9-0 hosting Quincy Notre Dame. Six teams were 4-5 and got into the playoffs this year. Quincy Notre Dame is one of them, so a 4-5 team in the 2A postseason there. The 8-9 matchup in the south in 2A is Nashville at 6-3 at home against Pano, 6-3. So Nash, it's interesting. You look at the south half of the state, a 6-3 team gets a home game there, but Rock Ridge at 8-1 in the north is on the road. 4-13 matchup here in the south half of 2A is Athens at 7-2 at home against Southwestern at 5-4. Redbud went 7-2. They're the fifth seed in the south in 2A, hosting 12th seed of Chester at 5-4. Shelbyville 8-1 on the season. The Rams, the 2 seed in the south, with Westland out of Trenton going 5-4. They're the 15th seed. That's the game there. The 7-10 matchup is Lawrenceville at 7-2 at home against Vandalia, the 10th seed, who went 6-3. Johnston City, the Indians went 8-1 in 2023 in the regular season, seeded third in the south in 2A. Auburn, the 14th seed, at 5-4. And Carmi White County went 7-2. They're the 6th seed at home against Breeze Modern Day, who was 6-3 on the season. Anything stick out to you in the south half of the state, Coach Breeden?
Well, two things. I'm always interested to see what teams come out down there, because it seems like know a little bit about some of them. For example, I'm familiar with Nashville, and then Arthur. No wonder they've been so good, because Illinois fans, you watch the Atwood Hammond player, Fagan for Illinois today, and holy cow, I can't even imagine him in 2A football.
Right.
But anyway, they've got a good football team. I knew they did. Chester, don't know anything about them. They're 5-4. The only reason their name stands out, there are several years in the playoffs we thought we were going to play them, scouted them a couple of times, but they end up losing, never played them. Let's see. Oh, well, here's a little trivia for you.
Oh, okay. I love trivia.
It's not trivia anymore.
Okay.
It was for a lot of years. Auburn has the worst playoff record in the state.
Really?
Okay? Really?
And for a long time, Aledo, Westmore, Mercer County, we had the third best ever.
No.
And
wow.
That's up there in tall company. When you look at the number one school was Joliet Catholic. So,
yeah. Wow, yeah.
I mean, that was in high company. But I don't know where Auburn is now. But they've always had good teams, and they had trouble in the playoffs.
Well, we'll let you know when we know the date and game times for Mercer County and Rock Ridge. Of course, both of those games will be carried next weekend across WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Coming up on the Pigskin Playoff Preview, we will talk with Mercer County head coach Tanner Matlick. We'll talk with the head coach of the Rock Ridge Rockets, Sam Graves, as well. We'll go both opponents' head coaches on as well with Wilmington. Their head coach is Jeff Reince in his 30th season this
year.
He's made the playoffs every year since 1997.
He's the guy.
So that's who Mercer County's facing. And then the head coach of the Westville Tigers is Guy Goodlove. And we will talk with him as well, who will be taking on Rock Ridge. As we said, a conversation with Pat Elder coming up. Pat Lower as well. We'll talk to Brad Dixon. We'll get to a lot of coaches tonight. We'll take one time out here, come back, give you the 3A bracket, and then we'll talk with Mercer County head coach Tanner Matlick. So we'll be back with the 3A pairings right after this on WRMJ.
Hey, Mercer County. Sean here with AgTegrity Precision, your local agriculture precision technology specialist. We hope you have a safe and successful harvest this fall. As you look forward to the 2024 planting season, remember that we are here to service your planting operations, sprayer setups, and offer our expertise on new builds. We specialize in Ag Leader technology and retrofit solutions. We look forward to seeing you next spring. Here's to a great harvest.
The Pumpkin Patch at Skinner Landscaping is now open for the season. Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. through the end of October. Come enjoy the play area with bounce house, pedal car track for all ages, barrel cars for smaller children, corn maze, hay rack ride, and other attractions to keep the kids busy for hours. In the greenhouse, they'll have mums, planters, pumpkins, gourds, and fall decorations as always too. Skinner Landscaping, 906 Southeast 19th. 19th Avenue in Aledo.
We all know the joys of a scenic drive, but sometimes Mother Nature has other plans. When a deer meets your car, who do you call? Jeff's Auto Body and Towing, of course. It's a startling moment. A deer darts onto the road and you're left with a dented car. But fear not, Jeff's Auto Body and Towing is here to save the day. With their emergency towing service, one call to 309-584-4337 brings a swift response. The expert team at Jeff's will assess the damage and have your car looking like new in no time. When deer and cars collide, trust Jeff's Auto Body and Towing. Enjoy.
Attention all farmers and growers. Are you ready to take your operation to the next level? Diamond Ag is your go-to source for premium seeds and expert agricultural support. Their carefully selected seed companies, including Stein, Zitavo, Brevant, Midwest Seed Genetics, and LG, are the cornerstone for your success. Diamond Ag understands that your success is their success, and they're with you every step of the way from planting to harvest. Diamond Ag, with locations in Aledo, Alexis, and Knoxville, striving to earn your business every day.
All right, we're back here on the Pigskin Playoff Preview on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Ty Taylor, Glenn Cook, Bill Breeden in the main studio right now. So Coach Cook during the break said, don't come to me, I don't know anything, but I want to come to you right now just to ask, how much fun are you guys both having tonight? This is such a fun night of the year, I think. My favorite night of work covering high school sports, without a doubt.
Really, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's fun to sit here. It's fun to sit off the air and tell stories back and forth.
And it's fun to listen to them.
Yeah, it really is. No, it's a great, it's a eye-opener for me, yeah.
So we'll go to the 3A bracket now, starting in the north. The top seed is Byron, who went 9-0, a perfect 9-0 mark on the season there at home against 16th-seeded Noble Hansberry out of Chicago, a 5-4 mark for them. In the 8-9 matchup, Chicago Crane, the home team, at 6-3, taking on Piatone, who went 6-3 as well, the 9 seed. The 4 seed in the north half of the 3A bracket is Chicago Noble Johnson, an 8-1 record for them at home against 13th-seeded Stillman Valley, 5-4. Dupec, the Rivermen out of the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference, a 7-2 mark. They lost last night to Altoff Catholic. They're the 5 seed in the north half of the 3A bracket, hosting Oregon, the 12 seed, a 5-4 mark. The Princeton Tigers out of the Three Rivers Athletic Conference on the east side, the conference champions for the 6th year in a row, went 8-1. They are at home against Paxton Buckley, low to the 15 seed at 5-4. The 7th seed is North Boone at 6-3, hosting the Monmouth Roseville Titans, who were 5-4. The Titans qualified for the postseason last night with the win over Sherrard. And the final game of the north half, or I should say the final two games in the north half of the 3A bracket, are North Lawndale out of Chicago, the 3 seed at 8-1, hosting Prairie Central, who went 5-4. They're the 14 seed. And this is a team you haven't seen in 3A ever before, and definitely a team you probably don't want to see in the postseason. You hear this name, Montini, at 6-3 is the 6 seed in the north in 3A. At home against the 11th-seeded Eureka Hornets, who went 5-4. So I guess we'll start there, Coach Breeden. Montini in 3A. Wow, look out for them, I think.
Well, I would think so. You know, they way back when, you know, you go back to the playoffs and how it was structured, the Catholic schools learned very quickly, and I'll give them a lot of credit, they learned very quickly that you can play up, but you can't play down. And by playing up, what I mean by that, all of them were in good conferences. So if they went 6-3, 7-2, 8-1, 9-0, they were ready to play in the playoffs. And that was a hallmark for them for a long period of time. So are they any good? My guess is they're probably pretty good, right? Because the people they play are the real deal. So you put them down in 3A, and, well, quite frankly, yes, I think they're a force to be reckoned with.
And you look elsewhere, of course, we're interested in the Monmouth-Roseville Titans, the local connection, and then obviously Coach Adolphson in Aledo Kid. I'm sure you know him very well, Coach Breeden. So they're 5-4 at North Boone, who's 6-3. And something I talked about with Coach Adolphson when I talked to him a couple weeks ago getting set for one of our broadcasts, and we can speak to Princeton about this too, who went 8-1 and is the 2 seed of the North in 3A. Coach Adolphson said, you know, he really feels like playing in the Three Rivers, he says it gets you ready for the playoffs. And he said, you know, he's had some teams over the years where he thought were playoff teams and they didn't qualify because, you know, ran into some good teams in the regular season. So he says he's always felt that playing the track schedule since Monmouth-Roseville joined the league, I think back in 2017, has got them ready for the playoffs. And Coach Cook, I know you saw a lot of Three Rivers football this season. I think he's right. I mean, that was a pretty strong league this year, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Princeton's good. Newman's good. The Rockets are good. On a given night, Sherrard's good. Yeah. And they had a losing record. But, yeah, Morrison's very good. Yeah, it's a tough conference. I've got to tell you, though, I miss the old Olympic. And I know that's not a that's not something we're here to talk about. But I miss the old Olympic. Now, with Mercer County coming back into the track county, it's got a little bit more of the Olympic flavor to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Monroe's in it now. Mercer County's in it. Sherrard, Orion, Rock Ridge. I'm really looking forward to that. I hope at my age, I hope I'm around to see that. So
next year, next fall, it'll be fun, yep, without a doubt. So now to the south half of the 3A bracket. The top seed is DuCoin, who went 9-0, hosting Coach Welter and the Monticello Sages, 5-4. They're the 16 seed in the south. The 8-9 matchup in the south is Williamsville at 7-2, hosting Tolono Unity, who also went 7-2. Williamsville, the home team there. Mount Carmel, that's not Chicago, Mount Carmel. They're in the 7-A bracket. Mount Carmel down to the south, southern portion of the state. They're 8-1. Hosting Benton, who was 5-4. The 5 seed is Sullivan Okaw Valley. They were 8-1 at home against Clinton, the 12 seed, 6-3. Greenville went 9-0. They're the 2 seed in the south in 3A, hosting 15th seeded Fairfield, who was 5-4. Olympia out of Stanford, 7-2. That was good for the 7 seed for them, hosting Litchfield, who's the 10 seed at 6-3. Roxana went 9-0. They are the 3 seed in the south in 3A, with Paris, the 14 seed, a 5-4 record. St. Joseph Ogden, 7-2, the 6 seed, and Carlinville, the 11 seed, rounds out the 3A bracket at 6-3. Anything else really stick out? I know Coach Breeden, for people in Aledo and the Mercer County area, always rooting for the Monticello Sages, right? Looks like a tough matchup, though, with the 116 there for Coach Welter.
DuCoin is always, they're always tough, and they're not in that South 8 anymore. That used to be the conference, but they play tough football, and that'll be a tough matchup. But you can never count Cully Welter's teams out, because he's such a good coach. Here, I'm going to give you some trivia, Ty, that you can use on the radio to give somebody a prize or something.
All right, go ahead.
We played, several questions out of this.
Okay.
What year did we play North Boone in the playoffs? That's one question.
Okay.
Two, what are their school colors? Okay, and then three was the score of the game.
Oh,
you can ask any one of those. I think the fairest one would probably be, what are their school colors?
Right.
The other two are kind of picky, but we did play them. But if you look in that bracket,
what's the prize?
Well, that's
tied. No, this is your game, Coach.
Yeah, you get a pick. Okay, you get the DJ service from Hamilton last night. How about that?
Here we go. But I look at Mercer County and Aledo over the years played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams that are in 3A.
That's crazy.
And over the years. And that's a tough schedule right there,
yeah,
when you've played that many of those people. And you get look at the situation in 2A this year, you know, with Wilmington being seeded 3 in 3A and then being the biggest team in 2A. And back in the day, there would be people remember this. Number one in 3A all year long was Coal City, but they ended up being the largest team in 2A, and we went over there and played them to a standstill and unfortunately lost, but that's probably, there were two football games I coached in that just were remarkable, and that was one of them. But when I first saw them on tape that year, we didn't have, it was back in the old days, saw them on tape, and I went, oh my gosh. I mean, they were just... Never had I watched one of our upcoming opponents where at the end of watching them went, ooh, you know, most time you go, oh, okay, let's get ready. When I saw those guys, I'm thinking, we really got to get ready, because they really look good.
Aren't they in the same conference as Wilmington? Coal City?
No.
They're in the same general area, though, right?
They played this year, and yeah. They are in the same conference now, in the Illinois Central 8. Coal City...
Yeah.
Went 7-2 this year. They lost to Wilmington in the regular season.
Yeah,
and that's tough stuff right there. But that's what jumps out the page at me, Ty, the fact that over the years we have played a lot of those teams.
All right, we've went through the 8-man football 1A, 2A, and 3A brackets as well through the IHSA reveal. We will start to talk with our head coaches coming up next. We have Mercer County Golden Eagles head coach Tanner Matlick standing by. We'll talk with Coach Matlick as the Golden Eagles will be on the road next weekend taking on Wilmington in the first round of the IHSA football Class 2A playoffs. We'll get Coach Matlick's initial reaction right after this on WRMJ.
Reliable, dependable, and always ready for you. That describes Orwig Auction and Appraisal. Joe Orwig is happy to serve the WRMJ listening area. Orwig Auction and Appraisal can take care of any kind of auction with live and online bidding. If you need an auctioneer or appraiser, give Joe a call at 309-361-0397 or email him at joeorwig@yahoo.com. No auction is too big or too small. When it's time to go to auction, go with Joe at Orwig Auction and Appraisal. Joe says good luck to all area high school football teams competing in the playoffs.
Compeer Financial is always here for our clients and communities. With all the unknowns in our world today, you don't want to worry about your operations financing. We can give you peace of mind with flexible financing options, including long-term fixed rates, and our experienced team will guide you every step of the way. Partner with us today. To learn more, give us a call at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
This is Garrett Fike with Compeer Financial in Aledo. Stop in and see me, Corey Bull, or Gabrielle Lemonager for all of your ag financing or crop insurance needs.
Pappy Joe's aims to please any time of the day, any day of the week. You'll find great food at a good time at your Aledo Happy Joe's. Start your day with their delicious coffee, cinnamon rolls, tasty omelet pizza, and more. You'll always find plenty to eat on their lunch buffet, and you can order your favorite. And the whole family will think you're the best when you treat them to Happy Joe's famous pizza, pasta, calzones, and more. Dine in, carry out, or call for delivery at your Aledo Happy Joe's. Good times to be together.
For healthier crops and stronger yields, count on Nutrien Ag Solutions. By partnering with the leader in plant nutrition, you'll have access to innovative products and unmatched service that deliver impact and efficiency to every acre. Healthier crops, happier growers. Lead the field this season and beyond. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
See your local Nutrien Ag Solutions in New Boston, Viola, and Alexis.
The coverage continues on the Pigskin Playoff Preview tonight on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Ty Taylor talking now with head coach of the Mercer County Golden Eagles, Tanner Matlick. So, Coach Matlick, we now know the opponent throughout the day today. It looked like it was going to be Wilmington. It is Wilmington, so I know last week at this time it didn't really look like that was a possibility. Have you got much, I guess, headway looking into your Week 10 opponent now in Wilmington?
Yeah. So the script kind of changed, like you said, Ty, from last week, who we thought it would be, to kind of after the results of Friday night's games and then rolling into this morning with the games this morning. We talked this morning that we thought it could be Wilmington, and as the day progressed, it was looking like that was more and more of a lock. So throughout the day, throughout the morning, and early this afternoon, I was huddled around my computer most of the day trying to find anything I could on Wilmington and what they're all about, what their MO is on both sides of the football, and feel pretty good about our draw, honestly. I know our kids, I hope they're excited about the draw. Candidly, Ty, I feel like when we're a healthy ball club and executing well on both sides of the ball, I think we're a pretty darn good football team in 2A football. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. It's going to be a good road trip, good test for us, and as long as we execute, I think we'll be just fine.
Well, when you look at this matchup with Wilmington, I know for them offensively, and they've had some success recently. They won the 2A state title a couple years ago in 2021, and just kind of following statewide, they run that kind of power run type offense like you saw with Knoxville and Elmwood Brimfield too. So how do you feel defensively you match up with a team who likes to just kind of ground and pound it the whole night?
Yeah, as you look at that type of offense, we faced that type or style of offense three different times this year. We faced it against Knoxville, we faced it against Elmwood Brimfield, and against Illini West as well. And as those games went on, you saw Knoxville, we looked a little confused and not sure of our gap responsibilities and how we need to be defending that style of offense. And we were depleted in that Knoxville game. And then you look at the Elmwood, Brimfield, and the Illini West films, how we defended those guys. I thought we stepped it up and really played gap sound football, and that's what you have to do against these style of teams, is everybody has to play their gap and do their responsibility in order to be successful on the defensive side. So I'm excited to face another one of those styles of offense. Unfortunately for me, that probably means limited possessions on my side of the football, calling the offense. So we have to be very efficient on the offensive side and, again, execute to the game plan.
And then when you look at Wilmington defensively, so when Mercer County has the football, what kind of sticks out? I know it's early in the process of trying to see, you know, what they look like, but defensively, how does Wilmington look, you think?
Yeah, like I said to you off air, Ty, I think they seem fairly vanilla in their coverages, and they just kind of line it up and say, our athletes are better than yours. We're going to give you a similar look every time you snap the football and trust our athletes to make plays. So in that sense, I think it opens up the playbook a little bit more and gives me a little bit more confidence in what I'm calling the whole game and what our game plan is going to be. Just given that they don't have a ton of different looks defensively, but they do play very, very fundamentally sound football from what I've seen here earlier today and into this afternoon. So,
well, when we kind of look at this, and we mentioned it earlier, but it's interesting because Wilmington is the biggest 2A school that's in the 2A field. So, you know, all year you didn't know, were they going to go 2A, were they going to go 3A? Bloomington Central Catholic was similar on the bottom half, where you didn't know if they were going to go 1A or 2A all year. So you slide them into the 2A bracket, and I know all year long it's kind of, you know, just up in the air. It's hard to project stuff until you get to the end of the season. So is it surprising at all to you that it ended up being a team like Wilmington you're playing, and just kind of the overall feeling of the draw, really?
Yeah, I don't think it's surprising to me, Ty, and honestly, I'm super excited about the draw. Nobody wants the road to be easy to accomplishing what you want to accomplish in the postseason. You don't want to be handed any wins. So we have a tough opponent in front of us, and we're going to rise to the challenge and push our kids in practice this week to get better every single day and get ready for Wilmington. So I think the draw is probably about what we deserved, given how we performed early in the season and against Farmington and Knoxville. So we kind of performed to this seed, and now we play Wilmington first round, and we're going to be ready for them.
Well, you look at this matchup too. Now, both teams, I think, probably pretty hot heading into the postseason. Mercer County, of course, has won 4 in a row. Wilmington, winners of 8 in a row. Their lone loss in week 1 to Seneca, who's the number 1 overall seed in the north half of the 2A bracket. So overall, you know, how do you feel where you're at heading into the postseason, you know, getting set for week 10 now?
Really good. I mean, we're playing great football on both sides of the ball for the most part. For the past 4 weeks, we're getting healthy, and we get another one of our starters back this week. So I feel great about where we're at as a football team. The message to these guys this week is to not be complacent, right? There's always something you can improve on. You can improve on your footwork. You can improve on your technique. So that's the type of stuff we'll be focusing on, that just making sure these kids are continuing to improve every single day. But, yeah, I feel really good about where we're at. Where I'm at personally as far as calling an offense, I've had 9 weeks now under my belt of calling an offense for this group, and really feel like we found a good identity of who we are and what we're good at, and how to mix it up and scheme it up. So yeah, I'm really confident going into this week, and I hope that our kids are the same. Can't wait to see those guys on Monday morning and start getting after it in preparation for this game.
We talked about this with you this morning, kind of, you know, this is your first time going through the playoff, I guess, kind of, you know, format and the run into the postseason as a head coach. And you said, you know, you'll lean on some of your assistants. Now, the opponent you have, Wilmington's head coach, Jeff Reitz, in his 30th season this year. He's made the playoffs every year since 1997. So, and then 2 state titles, 1 runner up. So in terms of like experience wise, he's been through the postseason ringer a little bit more than I guess Coach Matlick has, right? He's probably about every year you've been alive, he's been in the playoffs. So what about that matchup? That's kind of interesting to me, with kind of the really veteran with over 260 career wins, and then Coach Matlick here in year number 1. So what about that?
Yeah, he has just a little bit more experience than me. So no, it should be a good matchup, I'm sure. He's in the same mode I am right now, and probably knows a little bit more about the process of getting ready for the first round of the playoffs than I do. But yeah, I'm excited about the matchup. Anytime you get the chance to face a veteran head coach like that, and somebody who's been around the block a time or two, it's kind of humbling. You know, my first year, it's felt like a grind for somebody to do that for so many years and have that success with that program. That's something that's really special. And you know, you can't take those games for granted when you're playing against a head coach that has that much experience and that much success. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the matchup.
And it feels like in week 10 you'll be basically at full strength, right, as much as you've been all season.
Yeah, it'll be our healthiest roster we've played with since week one. So, like I said, I feel like we're in a great spot, both mentally and physically with this team, ripping off four wins, kind of turning the season around there. And it's been incredible for me to see how these kids have responded to so much adversity this year. And to stick with me as a first-year head coach, a lot of these kids could have very, very easily said, we're 2-3, throwing in the towel, Coach Matlick doesn't know what he's doing, right? And they've stuck with me and believed in what we're doing. So those 45 kids in our locker room are super special to me. I love the group I have this year and really thankful for what they've given me through these first 9 weeks.
All right, on to week 10, Mercer County taking on Wilmington. So another long bus trip for the Golden Eagles. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, like I said this morning, we've been good on the road all season long outside of the trip to Knoxville we took. So, yeah, nothing should change on our end. It's another business trip for our guys. That's what I say every week we're on the road. We have a job to do. It's time to execute. So, yeah, not really too worried about the travel, but got to figure out time and day that we play. I know Wilmington, I've heard, traditionally likes to play on Friday nights. So working with our athletic director and their head coach and athletic director to figure all that out here through the next couple of days.
Mercer County head coach Tanner Matlick joining us. Golden Eagles into the 2A postseason as the 12 seed in the North taking on 5 seed Wilmington. Coach Matlick, thanks for coming in tonight, and we'll talk to you later in the week.
Thanks, Ty. Appreciate it.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We'll have more coverage coming up next.
Don't let your property be damaged by a leaky roof. If it's time for a new commercial roof to protect your investment, consider a Duralast roof from Riddle Roofing. Duralast Roof Incorporated is the world's best roof, ideal for flat or low-sloped application. It's durable, energy-efficient, and backed by the best warranty in the business. Protect your investment with a new roof from Riddle Roofing. For a free estimate, call Riddle Roofing in Aledo at 309-582-8532. That's 582-8532.
Love it? Hate it? It happens every year, and one of the most important things you can do to prep for or maintain in cold weather is to call Lucky Duck Heating and Air Cooling. Locally owned and operated by Darren and Missy Harrison, Lucky Duck can perform important furnace checks, repairs, and maintenance, mini splits, and much more. Serving the Quad Cities area, and if you're located in Mercer or Southern Rock Island counties, you're in luck when you call Lucky Duck Heating and Cooling at 235 39th Street, Moline. Call 309-797-2828.
Your bow hunting headquarters is Coppers Creek Outfitters outside of Illinois City. With lodging, guided hunts, and the ability to host special events, Coppers Creek Outfitters has served hunters across the country for 25 years as an ultimate whitetail and turkey bow hunting destination. Coppers Creek Outfitters is a top location in the state for trophy, turkey, and whitetail. Contact Bo Carlson at Coppers Creek Outfitters to find out why they've been called a bow hunter's paradise. Visit CoppersCreekOutfitters.com for more information.
The last tractor you will ever need is here. Get into a Massey Ferguson compact or utility tractor and accomplish more than ever before. These versatile tractors are known for their unbeatable power, smart fuel economy, and upgraded creature comforts. And with their ability to multitask through any job around the yard or farm, they'll provide you with outstanding value for years to come. Do all you need to do and more with Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors. Stop by your local AC McCartney location or visit them online at acmccartney.com.
All right, we're back here on the Pigskin Playoff Preview on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. So we've had some interaction. Now, Coach Breeden had a trivia question for us before he went to Coach Matlick's interview. We're back now. We had a couple of responses. So Coach Elder, Pat Elder from Ridgewood now, says the year 2000 was the year. After further review, he's incorrect about that, so play the incorrect buzzer. The correct answer is from Tom Hass, and he answered all three aspects of your question. North Boone is green and white, he says. The Vikings, the nickname, that wasn't even part of it, but he knows that. 32-6 was the score. Alito won that year. It was 2002 was the year, he says. And one more fun fact, it snowed in the game. So way to go, Coach Hassan.
Way to go, Coach Hassan. You bet.
What's the prize?
Huh? What's the prize?
Well, I think I'm going to go out and take your car to him. We'll drive up there.
There we go. All right. I'll be walking around town tomorrow. So we're to Class 4A now, as we'll reveal the IHSA Class 4A bracket here quickly. The north half of the state is the top seed, Chicago Diet, who went 8-1, and they're hosting Ag Science out of Chicago at 5-4. The 8th seed in the north in 4A is Sandwich, who went 6-3. Ridgewood out of Norridge, 6-3. They're the 9th seed in that matchup. The 4th seed is Wheaton Academy at 8-1 at home against Chicago Phoenix, who went 5-4. Richmond Burton went 7-2 in the regular season. They're the 5th seed at home against St. Viator, who went 5-4. It is the 12th seed. Boylan Catholic out of Rockford drops to 4A this season. They're 8-1, a traditional power there, and they're hosting Chicago Phillips, who's had a nice run over the last 10 or so years at 5-4 there. The Geneseo Maple Leafs out of the Western Big Six in the playoffs at 6-3. They're the 10th seed in the North in 4A. They get a tough draw, though, as they will be on the road in Elmhurst taking on Icy Catholic, who's up to 4A this year. They're 7-2. Dixon, the 3 seed in the North, 8-1 on the season against Plano, who went 5-4. They're the 14th seed. And then Chicago Vocational, 7-2, hosting St. Lawrence at 6-3. To the South in Class 4A, Rochester, of course, a proud pedigree there. They're 9-0, hosting Lincoln, who went 5-4. That's the 1-16 matchup. The 8th seed is Coal City. We mentioned them earlier, 7-2 on the season in the South at home against Normal U-High, who was also 7-2. Breeze Central, the 4 seed in the South in 4A, with a 7-2 mark at home against 13th-seeded Cahokia at 5-4. Mount Zion went 7-2, the 5th seed in the South, hosting Effingham High School, who was 5-4. Murfreesboro, 8-1 on the 2023 regular season, hosting 15th-seeded Taylorville, who's 5-4. The 7th seed in the South is Charleston in 4A. They went 7-2 against Freeburg, who is 6-3. Freeburg's nickname, do you know it? Either of you?
Freeburg, no.
The Pretzels.
No, that's Freeport.
Oh, Freeport. Yeah, I'm wrong. What's Freeport? Well, I'm wrong about that.
Yeah.
So down to number 3 in the South, out of the Three Rivers Athletic Conference, Kewaunee is in 4A. They're 8-1, the 3 seed in the South there at home against Peoria Notre Dame, who is 5-4. And Carterville, 6 at 7-2, hosting Harrisburg, who is 6-3. So anything really stick out to you in 4A? To me, it's unfortunately, it used to be 3A. Don't want to see you matched up across from IC Catholic, and that's what Geneseo is going to have to deal with here in the first round.
Wow, that's a tough draw right there. Of course, I marked 4 of them simply because we've had contact with them in some fashion. Sandwich, we never played them in football, but we wrestled them. And then Richmond Burton, a lot of people will remember the mud game down here, which was, right. That was a tough one. And then Plano, wrestled them many times. We played Plano down here in the playoffs once, and they had a linebacker that was really good, Ty, and had the best football name I've ever heard.
I know it. I remember this. I was a kid. Nick Nasty, right?
Nick Nasty's the guy.
Yeah, amazing name.
And he was.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Like Nick Nasty.
That sounds like a pro wrestler's name, doesn't it?
He was. Now, ironically, after that, up in Wisconsin where our family cabin is, there's a guy I know up there. I fished with him, and he goes, "Hey, we beat you guys." And I go, and I knew he was from Sandwich or Plano, I didn't remember. And he goes, "Yeah, Plano." Oh, okay. And I said, "Yeah, you guys are pretty good. You had a linebacker. Oh, my gosh, Nick Nasty. I couldn't believe it." And he goes, "Yep. And his girlfriend's my daughter."
Oh, there you go.
How small a world is it?
All right, back to Freeburg. Now, I got corrected, right? I knew it was a unique nickname. It's the Midgets, not the
– okay.
You said Freeport's the Pretzels. Freeburg is the Midgets. That's an interesting nickname,
you
right?
You know who coached at Freeport in basketball, don't you?
Who's that?
Adolph Rupp.
Adolph Rupp.
Really? I think I did know that, actually. Yeah, wow. So that was a look at the 4A bracket. We'll continue on later with classes 5 through 8A, but we have Rock Ridge head coach Sam Graves on the line as the Rockets in the first round – on the road at 8-1 in 2A, they're taking on Westville. We'll talk with Coach Graves next on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.
If you have farmland, farm machinery, or classic automobiles to sell, call Sullivan Auctioneers, a Big Iron company. Headquartered in Hamilton, Illinois, Sullivan Auctioneers is one of the largest real estate and farm machinery auction companies in the nation. For more than 40 years, Sullivan Auctioneers has been conducting professional auctions, bringing buyers and sellers together from around the nation and beyond. For a no-obligation consultation to sell your land, machinery, or classic automobiles, call Steve Larson, your local Sullivan Auctioneers sales rep, today at 309-368-2247 to ensure maximum market exposure for your machinery. That number again is 309-368-2247.
Value, selection, and a knowledgeable sales staff ready to help you find what you're looking for. That's what you'll find at Essig Motors. Here's Tyler Rickingham.
This month I've got a real sharp 2023 GMC Sierra SLT Summit White with the X31 package. Take advantage of almost $6,000 off in rebates and come in today and take it home for $57,740.
So make sure you plan a stop at Essig Motors in Aledo today or visit their website at essigs.com.
Hey Mercer County, Sean here with AgTegrity Precision, your local agriculture precision technology specialist. We hope you have a safe and successful harvest this fall. As you look forward to the 2024 planting season, remember that we are here to service your planting operations, sprayer setups, and offer our expertise on new builds. We specialize in Ag Leader technology and retrofit solutions. We look forward to seeing you next spring. Here's to a great harvest.
The Pumpkin Patch at Skinner Landscaping is now open for the season. Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. through the end of October. Come enjoy the play area with bounce house, pedal car track for all ages, barrel cars for smaller children, corn maze, hay rack ride, and other attractions to keep the kids busy for hours. In the greenhouse, they'll have mums, planters, pumpkins, gourds, and fall decorations as always too. Skinner Landscaping, 906 Southeast 19th Avenue in Aledo.
Jim Taylor back on WMJ, WMJ.com. It is the Pigskin Playoff Preview. We're always thankful our local teams that advanced to the playoffs, and the Rock Ridge Rockets are on an 8-game winning streak, so they're back in. But Coach Sam Graves, how in the world? This is like 1974 when only like 60 teams got in, and an 8-1 team has to go on the road and play a first-round game. You're 8-1 and playing on the road. How crazy is that?
Yeah, I don't think anybody would believe you. We actually saw these projections early in the week and told some people, and they were like, there is no way possible an 8-1 team could be on the road to round one. And it is. We're going to play another 8-1 team. It just shows you how loaded 2A North is, you know, and I kind of said it to you off air, but it's just one of those reasons. I know everyone around here in Mercer County will probably tell you the same thing. It's why going 1 through 32 is so beautiful, because, I mean, I know these two schools met up with each other in the state championship game playing that way. So, and I feel like you truly get your best teams in the end doing that. But anyway, that's a different argument. but you know, it's loaded with 9-0 and 8-1 teams, and they're, and the teams in 2A North are powerhouses of their conferences.
Yeah, and you look, as I can attest to looking at the bracket with Coach Graves, the top half, the north half, Seneca 9-0, Westville 8-1, Rockridge 8-1, Tri-Valley 9-0, Wilmington 8-1, Moroa Forsyth 9-0, Bowmense 8-1, Bloomington Central Catholic 9-0, and Farmington 8-1. Again, this is just the top half of the 2A bracket, so the 16 teams, and I read you those records. Now, you know, the other thing that's interesting, it's kind of you're danged if you do, you're danged if you don't. So, you know, you like to say a lot of times, hey, we want to play somebody we've never played before, but then same token, well, we have no intel on this team either, and we know really absolutely nothing about them, and here over the next couple of days, we got to, you know, gather the intel. So playing Westville, they're in the Vermilion Valley Conference, and they play teams like Clifton Central and Bowmense and Bismarck, Henning, Rossville, Alvin. Do you know much about them other than it's going to be a 3-hour, 15-minute trip, I think, across to the eastern portion of the state?
Yeah, no, all I know is that we're going to be really close to Indiana to go hit some of those fun fireworks stores, maybe that are across the border. But, No, obviously we went 1 year and played over at Clifton Central. That's a conference that has some playoff history. They have a lot of good teams with Clifton Central. Like you said, Moments and Bismarck Henning, those three teams always seem to be in it. So, and I know Westville has a tradition. They're usually in the playoffs. I think they've had a team or two make a run. They're usually a first or second round exit type team, but you know, I'm not talking anything bad about them. It's just what they seem to be out of that conference. But it is a traditional 3, 4, 5 teams out of that conference make it. So, we're going to have our work cut out for us, and especially that long travel. But like you said, that's part of the fun. It really is. Again, bringing the 1 through 32 up, that's why I am in favor of that, because I don't care about the travel. You just want to play. You don't want to have to turn around and play somebody from the Three Rivers Conference again. And we're sure not week one, you know, of the playoffs this year. So it is kind of fun playing someone you've never seen before.
All right. We've spoken to you about this before, and you've really taken care of business after that Morrison win, which was the measuring stick game in the season. And you were worried about, you know, maybe some letdowns against Spring Valley Hall, and you dominated that game. And it looked like you really took care of business last night against Erie Prophets, and I think that was a running clock in early in the third quarter. So you have to think that the kids think, hey, we have an opportunity maybe to do something really special here in the fall of 2023.
Yeah, you're right. We're kind of been on, and the kids keep – I know I say it to you every time, and I even tell you I say it every time the coach talk about we just need to get better each week. And the kids, I think, have bought into that, and we were definitely not happy with how the week one, you know, game started for us, week season started for us. But you're right. We've been playing some nice ball 8 in a row, and we think we're in a position that maybe defensively we keep getting a solid defense has gotten – better and better. So we think we're in a position that we can, you know, hopefully do some damage. Now, again, Westville's an 8-1 team, and you're on the road playing them. And then if you're lucky enough to win that, you're going to turn around and face a most likely a 9-0 Seneca team that's drilling people. They just beat St. Bede last night, like 79-35. So, I mean, that's a legit team up there in that conference. They beat Wilmington. So, this is just a loaded 2A bracket, but we feel like we're in a pretty good place right now.
And then progression offensively, you know, I'm not going to say it's been a work in progress, but you knew with a freshman quarterback, it was going to take, you know, a few weeks to kind of get into the swing of things. You knew he had the athletic ability, and I knew Sterling Newman in week one, they were ready and they said, hey, this is a freshman quarterback. Let's see if we can throw kind of the kitchen sink at him. And we see what Newman has done defensively this year. But I really think since that point, you know, and you always wonder when you play games and you lose, you say, well, was a lesson learned? Did we learn a lesson that day? And I think your freshman quarterback probably learned a pretty valuable lesson. And when you look back at the season, other than saying you're playing on the road in the first round of the playoffs, maybe that did you some good in week one to have a result like that.
You're right. I mean, we knew there was going to be some growing pains. Newman was a tough first game for him. It really is a tough matchup because, you know, their coach does a good job. He was defensive coordinator at Sterling before he went over to Sterling Newman as the head coach. And he does a good job on defense with giving some different looks and some different blitzes and some press look. And Newman has a lot of, I know offensively, you know, they haven't been really lighting up the scoreboard. And I think that's where they kind of, you know, are a little behind right now, but defensively they've been stopping a lot of people and they have a lot of team speed. So, you know, for, I think his first career high school pass was a pick six. And that was, you know, their one touchdown on us until the very end of the game where they drove down and completed that pass with 18 seconds left to win it. And so, you know, ever since that point, he's had a lot of growth and that was a tough one to start with. It really was for him, but you know, what we saw in the off season with being a competitor and being a kid with a good head on his shoulders, never too low, never too high, I mean, that's what you're looking for in a quarterback to lead your team. And we knew that if he could just improve, just keep, he's going to make mistakes, but, and we know that, but if we can get better each week, that he's going to be something special.
Yeah. And then the other thing too, that we'll wrap up here with Coach Graves. I didn't realize I was looking at the Westville history, and they have their head coach has been there since 95. So you got a guy that's been there for 28 years. So, you know, you're going to, you got the team, the kids, everybody's got to prepare, because you're taking on a program that has a guy that's been there for 28 years. So, as they say, he's been through this stuff before. So, got to get ready for a big week of preparation.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The staffs that have kind of been there, they've seen it all, they've been through it, and you know, you run a system, and every once in a while you have new things that pop out at you, or a new look that someone gives you, and you know, you coach that long and you've seen it all. You know what to adjust. You know what people are going to do to you running certain defenses or offenses, and you know how you want to attack that. And you know, I'm sure some year they have the personnel to get it done and some years they don't, but I know they're going to know how to attack you. So that does, it presents a challenge, and he's been there for 28 years for a reason. It's because he's having success. So we know it'll be a big challenge for us to prepare this week. And, you know, not only the long travel, but the crazy thing is that now they're, I think we looked it up because we were worried about it, but getting practice, and it looks like we're supposed to get rain like Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like, so, you know, kind of squeezing the practice in around that's a little different too. And, you know, our guys haven't played on turf yet this year, and we hear they have a new facilities with turf and stuff, I think is what I've heard. So, you know, we'll have to look at that and see if they actually do, and see if we need to find a place to get a practice in a turf one day. So, just presents, it does, it presents a lot of challenges, but again, it's someone new, and that's the fun of the playoffs. It'll be exciting to go over and see it.
All right, Coach, looking forward to traveling across the state with you next, hopefully, Saturday afternoon, and we'll see you in Westville, Illinois.
Yeah, we'll see you there. Thank you.
All right, Coach Sam Graves with us. It's the WRMJ Pigskin Playoff Preview. I'm Jim Taylor.
We all know the joys of a scenic drive, but sometimes Mother Nature has other plans. When a deer meets your car, who do you call? Jeff's Auto Body and Towing, of course. It's a startling moment. A deer darts onto the road and you're left with a dented car. But fear not, Jeff's Auto Body and Towing is here to save the day. With their emergency towing service, one call to 309-584-4337 brings a swift response. The expert team at Jeff's will assess the damage and have your car looking like new in no time. When deer and cars collide, trust Jeff's Auto Body and Towing. Enjoy.
Attention all farmers and growers. Are you ready to take your operation to the next level? Diamond Ag is your go-to source for premium seeds and expert agricultural support. Their carefully selected seed companies, including Stein, Zitavo, Brevant, Midwest Seed Genetics, and LG, are the cornerstone for your success. Diamond Ag understands that your success is their success, and they're with you every step of the way from planting to harvest. Diamond Ag, with locations in Aledo, Alexis, and Knoxville, striving to earn your business every day.
Reliable, dependable, and always ready for you. That describes Orwig Auction and Appraisal. Joe Orwig is happy to serve the WRMJ listening area. Orwig Auction and Appraisal can take care of any kind of auction with live and online bidding. If you need an auctioneer or appraiser, give Joe a call at 309-361-0397 or email him at joeorwig@yahoo.com. No auction is too big or too small. When it's time to go to auction, go with Joe at Orwig Auction and Appraisal. Joe says good luck to all area high school football teams competing in the playoffs.
Compeer Financial is always here for our clients and communities. With all the unknowns in our world today, you don't want to worry about your operations financing. We can give you peace of mind with flexible financing options, including long-term fixed rates, and our experienced team will guide you every step of the way. Partner with us today. To learn more, give us a call at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
This is Corey Bull with Compeer Financial in Aledo. Stop in and see me, Garrett Fike, or Gabrielle Lemonager for all your ag financing or crop insurance needs.